Today's garden tip is pretty plain and simple. I mean, everybody loves to plant a garden. I know I do, and, you know, I had a big old garden once in my lifetime, and, you know, I still have a hankering of, you know, build me a little garden out in the front or something. You know, that's just me. I love fresh fruits and vegetables. Beyond that, we all love to grow tomatoes, but they do have their quirks. I have therefore put together the most comprehensive article I can in order to answer all the different questions and make easier for everyone to grow in any type of tomato successfully and with confidence, and the most importantly, easily. Since we're growing everything, the problems can occur everywhere among the process. We will cover the aspects on how to grow tomatoes, including climate, soil, heirlooms and hybrids, seeds and seedlings, planting and fertilizing, watering and mulching, determination and determinate and semi-determinate, to pinch out suckers or not, common problems and solutions, prevent diseases from starting, harvesting, how to ripe grain tomato tricks, properly tomato varieties, and where to buy tomato seed. Climate soil. Tomatoes like a warm area in a full sun and need at least 8 hours of sunlight in a day, or they will get spindly and produce little miniature fruit. They like soil that has a pH of 5.5 up to 6.8, is fertile, deep, well drained, and rich in organic matter. If the soil stays soggy where you want to plant and build a raised bed, you want soil that will hold water eventually as possible, as much as even uptake water that cause all kind of problems with tomatoes, including flower drop, fruit splitting, and blossom end rot. To help give you tomatoes the best suited environment, you can till in a ground amount of compost or organic matter. A general guide would be 3 inches of organic matter onto the top of 6 inches of soil. Also, you can use rabbit manure. That's pretty good stuff. It's very rich. I used it in the past, and trust me, I had great results. That's rabbit crap. All right. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's rabbit crap you can use. You can find somebody that's currently raising rabbits to help you out there, or go to a rabbit farm and ask for their manure. I don't think the rabbit farm would mind that you help them out getting that rabbit crap off their hands. Trust me. Everybody wins. In one wave, the plant Harry Welch, a nitrogen fixing limb in your garden bed in the fall. In the spring, cut it down until the residue into the soil. This provides the nitrogen and instant mulch that preserves moisture. Lastly, many tomato diseases reside in the soil and affect peppers, eggplants, potatoes, and other crops in a nightshade family. To break the disease cycle, make sure you get rid of all the disease-causing stuff and rotate tomatoes with the unrelated crops, such as corns, beans, or lettuce. That's your garden tip of the day on the clubhouse.